Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yes, it is that time of night. The first edition here on The Evening Show. Welcome back. Joe Giglio with you. It is our Dear John segment. As I have to talk directly here, and then I invite you guys too as well. 888-729-9494. We'll get back to the Eagles in a few minutes and really our deep down feeling on this team. 5 games into the season as they head off into what looks like a gauntlet of a schedule, you know, part of the schedule, but 3 on the road and then 3 tough games at home. But we'll get back to Eagles. I want to go to Dear John right now. And I'm talking to John Middleton, and this is my audio version of penning a letter. And full disclosure, I'm not going to actually write a letter because, first, I don't know the last time I actually wrote a letter. Tucker, when was the last time you wrote a letter to somebody?
Written thank you notes. Does that count?
No. Like a real letter. Like you just want to like tell them things.
Never.
You've never written a letter?
I don't think so. I mean, like, even email's been around for pretty much all of my life.
Well, now I feel old. Like, I'm not that much older than you, but I was around.
You are. You're 11 years old.
I was around before email was a common thing. Man, now I feel old. Anyway, I haven't written a real letter in a long time, but this is my letter to John Middleton, who I imagine is streaming 94 WIP up top in his airplane right now. As he, I guess, let me wait a second. I have my John Middleton plane tracker here. He is right over Scottsdale, Arizona, going to Scott Kingery's house tonight. So we'll get an update from that coming up. Here's what I want to say to John Middleton. If you believe in the people you have in charge of your organization, believe in the people you have in charge of your organization. And here's what I mean by that. The way this thing has been reported, number one, Gabe Kapler's job is in limbo. We knew that already. Number two, Matt Klentak's job, Andy McPhail's job is seemingly safe. Number three, John Middleton is seeking advice through every channel possible, everyone under the sun. John Middleton wants to know their opinion, including mine and yours. He might not say that. I hope he doesn't say that at a press conference, but I believe it. That he wants every possible opinion he can get on Gabe Kapler. And here is my advice. And this is not because I think Gabe Kapler's a good manager. I don't need to give you a reason for that. I say that all the time. In baseball today, it has never been a closer connection between the front office and the manager than it is right now. Never. They used to be two separate and totally different, you know, operations. One guy would pick some players, one guy would manage them, and there would be very little symmetry between the two. Very little. They would not have a symbiotic relationship. They would have, well, you do this, I do that, leave me alone. That is not the way it is today. They are connected at the hip more than ever before and more in this sport of baseball than any other sport. That is the way baseball works. Now, a couple of years ago, Brian Cashman of the Yankees, when he chose Aaron Boone, said he believes that a manager now is like an astronaut. This was the analogy he used. And the front office and the GM is mission control. One is in, you know, the airship, the spaceship going up, and the other one is in their ear from Houston or from wherever, helping them out. That is the relationship between the front office and the manager now. So if you believe as strongly in Matt Klentak as you seem to, then allow Matt Klentak to have the manager he believes is best to guide the team he builds. That is the only thing that makes any sense here. Anything else is overthinking it, and anything else is setting your franchise up for failure, because here's what's going to happen. If the Phillies do fire Gabe Kapler, which if I were betting on this, you know, 2 weeks ago, I would have said 99% to 1, Gabe is gone. And if I would bet now, I'd say 55% to 45% Gabe is gone. Probably still gone, but there's a growing chance he is not. But as I look at this thing, the betting line is probably still favored towards Gabe being gone. Klentak staying, not wanting this manager to be gone, but yet he's gone. Which means the GM is going to have a manager in there he is not totally comfortable with. Which means their relationship from the start is not as good as it could be. And moving forward, once you get rid of Gabe Kapler, let's just all say this aloud together. All of the spotlight and all of the blame goes back to the front office. It is over. It is no more than, well, the manager did this. Well, you didn't intentionally walk this guy. Let's be real. Once they get rid of Gabe Kapler, everyone over there at Citizens Bank Park, the spotlight gets to shine on them. The players got off scot-free most of this year. The front office got off scot-free until the end of the year, and it was all about Kapler, really for 2 years. Well, that's over when he's gone. So if you bring in a new manager, number one, the GM doesn't really want him. Number two, they're not in lockstep because that's not his choice. And number three, all the spotlight now goes to the front office. So let's say a year from now, the Phillies don't achieve. They don't become a playoff team. They don't become a great team. Well, guess what? It's all going to be on Klentak then. And if Middleton goes through the same exercise next year, it says, man, maybe Matt Klentak's not that good. Maybe I have to move on from Matt Klentak. Well, then you have a new GM with a manager he doesn't even know or didn't hire, and we're doing the same dance opposite next year. Or maybe the GM, the new GM after Klentak, wants his own manager. This doesn't work. What John Middleton is trying to do is straight out of the blueprint of 1970s, 1980s George Steinbrenner. I'm taking control of my organization. I'm firing this guy. And what I'm going to do is put my guy in place. And I'm going to be the big, bad, smart owner that changes things, that makes an impact, that gets the fans all excited. That doesn't work in Major League Baseball today. If your GM and your manager don't see everything aligned, the whole thing falls off the tracks. That's it. And if the Phillies wanted real change, Klentak would be gone, McPhail would be gone, and whoever replaced those guys would pick the manager that they feel most comfortable with. That's the way smart organizations do things. Not this. Not a cross-country trip, hopping around to, you know, player to player, ask them what they think, bring in a poll question, look at Twitter, listen to WIP. That doesn't work. And frankly, this whole thing is ridiculous. It's been ridiculous for a week and a half. It continues to be ridiculous. And it seems like no resolution is in sight. 888-729-9494. Let's pretend, but I don't think it's pretending. I think it's probably true. Let's pretend John Middleton is listening to this radio station right now. This is your chance. One more chance before this guy finally makes the decision to tell him what you think. Tell him what you think he should do. A Dear John, as we do it here on the evening show. Mine is this. If you truly believe in the general manager as much as you say you do, and I mean, look, we played for you last week. You compare him to Branch Rickey. He said we had one of the great off seasons in baseball history. So it's quite obvious that John Middleton thinks really highly of Matt Klentak. Well, here's the thing. If you believe that much in your general manager, that you believe he's a great GM, that you believe he did an amazing job building your team back up from the ashes they were when he was hired to take over for Ruben Amaro Jr. If you believe that highly in Matt Klentak, then why don't you let the guy keep the manager he obviously wants? The Phillies have overcomplicated this from the jump. Since the moment the season ended, all of the innuendo and speculation has been comical. If you don't have your own conviction, if you don't have your own gut feeling, John Middleton, and you want to defer to baseball people, I'm fine with that. I don't think every owner has to be an expert on the sport. I really don't. Because they made their money selling cigars or oil or whatever the heck these guys make their money doing, selling bonds and stocks and trades or movies, it doesn't matter. I mean, like, where you made your money is irrelevant. Once you have the money to buy something, you can buy it. And you can run the organization. Because smart business people are smart business people. But just because you're a smart businessman doesn't mean you know a thing about baseball and how truly healthy organizations work. Well, I could tell you how they work. I'm watching them right now in the playoffs on the screen in front of me. Guess what? The GM in Houston, You think the owner would fire the manager if he wanted him? He wouldn't. In Tampa, you think the owner, Stuart Sternberg, would fire Kevin Cash if Chaim Bloom wanted him? He wouldn't. In Los Angeles, you think the Dodgers ownership would fire Dave Roberts if Andrew Friedman wanted him? They wouldn't. In New York, you think the Steinbrenners, not the old Steinbrenner, not the old boss, the kids, you think they would fire Aaron Boone or Joe Girardi if Brian Cashman didn't want that? You're wrong. The GMs pick the managers. That's the way the smart teams work because they work hand in hand. It doesn't happen here. Or at least it's not on the, at least it's on the verge of not. 888-729-9494, #9494. That's how you hop in. Dear John, my advice, this is it, John Middleton, because frankly, I hope you're listening right now. My advice is simple. If you believe in the general manager as much as you've told this fan base, I mean, John Middleton has made it a point over and over and over, over the last couple years, or at least the last year or so, to tell us how good of a general manager Matt Klentak is, how much he believes in this kid. He makes us all look smart. This kid does. Well, if you believe that, then if that kid or that guy, whatever you want to call him, he's not that young. If he's telling you Gabe Kapler's the best manager for this team and the one I want, speaking as Klentak, I want to run the team I build, then let him do it. It just feels like an unnecessary show. Like, this whole thing feels like a show. Like, why are all the leaks out there about everything last week? About Gabe's job probably being, you know, gone and done, it's over. About John Middleton deeply deliberating. About how hard he's working on this. About how much he's turned over every rock. About the plane. Why is this story out there like this? It feels like someone wants to make us feel like he cares. Someone wants to make us feel like he's trying his best to make the right decision. It feels like a charade. Like a big production for no reason. Hire people. Allow them to make decisions and believe in them. And then if they fail or you stop believing in them, get rid of those people. The whole thing should be, like, the whole front office, including Kapler, should be gone if John Middleton has no faith in that front office. If you have faith in the front office, let them pick the manager. And if they don't want to get rid of Gabe Kapler, forcing Buck Showalter or Dusty Baker on them is laughable. And it's not going to work. Like, this thing, this plan that John Middleton has in his mind to just solicit every opinion and then make his best decision is not necessarily the best decision for a healthy organization. I don't know why you can't see this. 888-729-9494. All right, that's my dear John. Now, I want to also give some advice to Gabe Kapler here. I thought about this today as we rapidly approached another day here in Philadelphia in which Gabe Kapler sits, I don't know where he's sitting, maybe in his office, maybe he's on a vacation now. Maybe he's at home awaiting a text or a phone call from John Middleton, like a get to the office tomorrow at 5 a.m., like Daniel Snyder down in Washington. Who knows? But Gabe Kapler has just sat around and waited. And frankly, whether or not you think Gabe Kapler is a good manager or not, I don't see how any of us could think this is fair. Like, this is ridiculous. Either I'm employed here or you don't want me to be employed here. I don't think it's fair at all to Gabe Kapler. Like, Tucker, what do you think about the Gabe Kapler aspect of this, which none of us, I mean, we haven't really focused on that because we focused more on if he's here or not. Not like this guy's just going to work every day.
It's weird. Obviously, coaching is a much different industry than radio or pretty much any other job out there. But it must be weird going to your job every day and passing in the hallways people who kind of hold your fate in their hands and you don't know either way. Right? And, like, they must have given him some sort of indication either way, haven't they?
I don't think so. I mean, if they have, wouldn't we know?
You would think, like, it's just...
There's enough people reporting on this.
It's such a crazy thing to just be going to work every day and not knowing if today's the day I'm going to be fired.
Well, in Matt Gelb's article today at The Athletic, he insinuated that there's a chance here that the Phillies consulted with Gabe Kapler about which coaches to keep, yet might not keep Gabe Kapler. Like, if that doesn't scream dysfunction to you, it doesn't scream nonsensical to you, I don't know what will. Like, imagine, like Tucker just brought up, you know, you, wherever you work, your job. Imagine if you're going to work every day and they ask you about who you're going to have on your team, like, you know, your group at work that works on projects or whatever together, and you give them input, but you don't know if you're going to be there the next week. Why are they taking your input? Like, literally, that's what I would say if I was Gabe Kapler. Like, what? So you want my opinion on the coaches that I might not work with next year? If you don't think of me as the manager, why are you asking my opinion?
Yeah, and I don't have an issue. Like, obviously, I think John Middleton should have done all this fact-finding earlier, right? Like, what was he doing the entire month of September when they were pretty much out of the playoff
race? Going to Eagles games?
Yeah, I mean, I had no problem with him going to the Eagles game at first because everyone deserves a day off every once in a while, and that was a big game. But to just kind of push back all your homework, it almost feels like a kid at the end of a semester in college where he realizes, oh, man, I have all this homework I have to do. And now he's scrambling, flying around the country, talking to players who were all down the hall from him like 2 weeks ago.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. So here's my advice to Gabe Kapler, as I gave my dear John to John Middleton, which is trust your front office. If you believe that much in them, how about let them make the decision here and have their input be the biggest input, not mine, not Tucker's, not anybody on WIP's phone lines, not Twitter polls, theirs. If you believe in Matt Klentak as highly as you say you do, well, then he should be able to pick the guy that manages his baseball team. But here's my advice to Gabe Kapler. And I'm not being facetious here. I'm being honest. If I were Gabe Kapler and this continued on, I would resign. Like, this is totally unprofessional. And it speaks to a team that doesn't really want me. I don't know how long anyone could stay in a relationship, any kind of relationship, work or personal, even a friendship, where you're basically being told you're on trial. I don't know about this anymore. Well, after a while, you say, if you don't know, then I'm out. Like, if you don't know I'm the manager, then I'm not the manager. And I don't know if Gabe Kapler can get another job, you know, ASAP, and that, you know, self-preservation in any walk of life matters. So maybe he just wants to stay here because he's under contract. But at some point, and this is what happened, and I understand they're totally different realms of career, but this is what happened in Boston with Dave Dombrowski. Dave Dombrowski, the vice president or whatever he was up in Boston, the Andy McPhail of the Red Sox, less than a year after winning 108 games in a World Series, there was a lot of speculation about his job up in Boston. And right before Sunday Night Baseball, early September, he went up to the owner's office and he said, hey, what are we doing here, guys? Am I your guy moving forward or not? And when I don't know what they said to him, if they said, we're still deliberate, whatever they said, that was it. Like, it ended that night. He got fired that night. If I'm Gabe Kapler, I am soon going to press John Middleton. Like, hey, John, am I your guy or am I not your guy? And if I'm not your guy, let's end this nonsense. Because that's all it is. If you know I'm your guy, let's move forward and let's stop the Mickey Mouse charade of planes and trains and automobiles around the country to find out, you know, if I'm the right guy. If you believe in me, you either do or you don't. This has been, for a week now, the most dramatic thing that could be simple. Just make a decision here and believe in the people you have or don't.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.